Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We really built off that second and third period we played in Edmonton where, you know, we kept pucks going to the net. I thought really played a pretty solid first period and then made a couple of great plays in the second to get the lead. I thought, you know, we got rewarded. We missed too many good opportunities in that last game, and it was good to see some of those go in.
What's your reaction to see Tage? He's obviously been locked in recently, and you mentioned finishing, and it's happening for him right now.
Yeah, you know, when I look at it, I think all of a sudden his shots are up. You know, the goals have been going in, playing on the right side. There seems to be a little chemistry with Cooley in the middle, and, you know, it's nice to see. You know, if you look at the power play chance the other night in Edmonton that he had to tie the game up for us, that didn't go for him. Kind of similar to the first one he hit tonight, where he got all of it, and you know, he's getting rewarded for getting in the right spot. I thought made a great effort and a couple goals.
He left it at right wing just because you like him there. I mean, is he over? Like what he was battling? Like, in, I guess
I haven't asked him. But basically, because I've liked him there, so I haven't asked him if he's over what he's dealing with.
And you're not going to do it now, right?
No, I think you saw him take draws tonight.
Yeah, he took some
to his own draws. But, you know, the playing center, it's a bigger responsibility. He's coming up the ice a little later. And when I look at what he was generating and now what he's generating, just playing the wing and letting Cooley do the work, it only makes sense just to leave him there. And the fact he got 3 tonight should help me talk him into it, too.
Given everything your group has been through this season, are you encouraged or about the fact they stuck together and they've kept pressing on? And
we've sat through all of this, even the a lot of the disappointments. We're in this thing together. I said I'm at the forefront. There's a lot of different things we've tried that I think we're finally getting a benefit from. Even, you know, I thought the Calgary game, we came out really good. The, you know, first 30, 40 minutes, made a couple of mistakes. But again tonight, I think if you looked at one thing, there was some puck play again that, you know, almost cost us dearly. And that's still the area that I'd really like to clean up. You know, that's the area that our staff is really working hard on, some of those decisions. You know, to give up the 2-0 where Upia made one heck of a save. So I was even clapping on that one.
But through it all,
he either made a big save if somebody made a mistake, or if he needed it, they made a big play for him, whether it's a block shot or get a rebound out of there. You had to like kind of how in sync everybody was that way.
Yeah, you know, I think it, you know, it goes hand in hand. I think you can fuel and get momentum off a big save. You know, I liked our response when they scored. You know, we came right back and scored. You know, the save he made, or there was a bunch of saves, even at the end of the second period, that, you know, guys are up on the bench, and I think you're right. They kind of feed off each other, and it's almost like we owe you one now.
JJ, just the difference in the last week, he's been a lot more noticeable. Maybe he didn't quite get rewarded a lot until tonight, but he seems to be on a different level over the past few.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's the chemistry of that line. I thought the line had a little bit of a tough night in Edmonton. You know, when you look what they generated and what the line gave up as a whole. Yeah, but I thought they bounced right back. I mean, their game in Vancouver was good. The game in Calgary, I liked Edmonton, a little bit of a down game for that line, but I thought they bounced back, had one hell of a night. So not many times you can have a line where you end up with two guys with hat-trick on the same line.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.